شامل اکم سویدیت فرند دیشی وشی دیه سپیشل سکوز فر مرمی واسی که خوبی نیچ مست مرس هستی بسی شروع کنم سکنم بسی خط همسی میر زب It says in the Pasuk in Tehillim that's based in the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu Lashi Shiva Shlita. It says in Tehillim 31:21, Titzbenei b'sukkah me'riv l'shanos, hide them in the sukkah from the quarrel of the tongues. It would appear here that there is a skula in the sukkah that helps a person not speak lashon hara. Titzbenei b'sukkah, hide them in the sukkah me'riv l'shanos when there is a quarrel among the l'shanos. So apparently the sukkah protects one from lashon hara. At the end of Parashas Miketz, the whole ma'isa with the gavia kesef. It says, "Vayichapes begadol echel ubakaton kila vayimtza gavia v'amtachas binyamin." So they searched in all of their bags, their sacks, started with the oldest, ended with the youngest, and they found the goblet in the backpack of Binyamin. V'yiglusim loisam, they ripped their clothing. V'yamos ishal chamaru. Each loaded his donkey, and they returned to the city. Rashi writes, "Bali zohi v'lo tzuchu l'sayeh zeh zeh l'tam." They were strong people, and they were stalwart men, and they didn't require the assistance of each other in loading. And therefore it says, "V'yamos ishal chamaru," each one loaded his own donkey. They were strong people. So I'd like to explain that it says earlier that they took their sacks, v'yisu es shivram al chamoreim. So here it says, v'yamos ish al chamoro, each on his own chamor, meaning they were able to do it independently. That's what it says in this pasuk. But earlier, it says that they took their their food, and they put it on their donkeys. And there it doesn't stress that they put it on, that each one was putting it on his own donkey because he was so strong. So only over here does it stress that they were strong and not earlier. So it could be that it's like a hakdama to what was said afterwards by Yeshuva Ha'ira. Rashi says, "Shelo haisa chashuva b'neim, elik ir b'nonis shel asala b'nei adam, l'inyan hamulcham." When they went back to the city, because Rashi there writes that it wasn't important in their eyes, it was like a mediocre city of 10 people as far as war is concerned. But it would appear that there is more to this pasuk than just that. It says in the pasuk together, "Vayikru simlosam," they ripped their clothing, "Vayamos ishal chamoru," and they loaded their donkeys. They loaded each man, loaded his donkey. Taglionison writes, "Ubizol lebusheon," they ripped their clothing, "Visavlam koch gvurta, petonik v'al chavri." And then they got koach, they got gvura, and then they loaded their donkey. So what's the inyan of kriya? And the answer is that since now there was a danger of losing one of the 12 shvatim, because the shem shvatim is chal on all 12, so this sakana reaches the nitzus of Klal Yisrael, and that's mechayiv them to rip their clothing, to rend their garments. Because now the gevir was found by Amtachas Binyamin, they're going to lose out on Binyamin, and that's Nitzchis Kal Yisrael they're losing out on. So here they realize how they're all Talei Zeh V'Zeh, and Chisaron in one of them is Paul B'Kulam. So now get to Nitzchis of Kal Yisrael. V'chein haya shiluvim zeh v'zeh b'birchas ha-shvatim sh'nemar isha asher k'v'rachas ha-berach ha-isam. Rashi says, "L'fi shenasin Yehuda gvuras ha-ri, u'l'binyamin chatifas ha-shal zeh." So each one got their own bracha. Yehuda like a lion, Binyamin like a lion, like a wolf. Yachas shelo kolam kulam b'chol ha-brachas. I might think they're not all included in all the brachas. Tam alam brachas, I'm not. They're all blessed together. Each one got the bracha of the other one. They're all receiving yanika. They're all receiving nourishment from each other, and from this feeling of achdus, which was expressed in ripping of their clothing because of the loss of a sheva, comes the gvura of all 12 in each one. So it comes out that in this whole plot of the goblet, Yosef was mevara, their koach that unites them. So again, they find the goblet in Binyamin's sack. They rip their clothing, and they go to the. They load up their donkeys. They load up their donkeys to show their strength. And then it says Vayter, and then it says and then it says they went back to the city, because the city wasn't a big deal for them. It was like a regular city of 10 people as far as war is concerned. They weren't afraid of waging war. And Targum Yonason says, Ve'amas yishol v'ekusim losam. They ripped their clothing, and they had special gvura, and they loaded their donkey. By ripping their clothing, they got this koach and gvura. What did they get the koach and gvura for? They don't, because by ripping their clothing, because now they realize they're all one. And that empowered them. This feeling of unity. So this whole plot of the Gvias HaKesef, of planting in a Binyamin sack, created a Beirut, clarified the great koach that unites them. And Sukkot is mana asif keneged lasid lavo, when all the kochos are going to be miskabetz, all the kochos are going to be gathered together, and they're all going to be returned home. We've said in the past, Pesach is the minui shlichus, pointing to the shliach. Sukkot is the shavuos, is the actual shlichus, Torah. Pesach is appointing Kal Yisrael to be this chosen people. Sukkot is the giving of the Torah, which is the shlichus, and then Sukkot is Hagas of gathering it all in. Saying, hey, we did the shlichus. How awesome is that? And that's the three stages of shlichus. And that's what Klal Yisrael has. And it says, "Ruin Klal Yisrael leishev b'sukkah achas." We're all fitting sukkah 27b. We discussed so many times. We're all fitting to sit in one sukkah. So that's the unity of all the Jewish people, and the Yishbizim come. They all contributed their kochos to reach this tachlis. And they don't all come alone. They all come together. Each day we have a special guest, but we invite all of them together. And uniting all the kochos together is called the sukkah shalom. Now we go back to the pasuk, Tetzpenei b'sukkah me'rib l'shonos. Hide them in the sukkah because of the quarrel of the tongues. That sukkah shalom has a special shmir from Lashon Hara, because when we feel this feeling of achdus, there's no me'rib l'shonos. Which is when there's a chalukas hagufim, and now we realize, hey, we're all one neshama. We're all united. And therefore the sukkah guards us from lashon hara. Beautiful idea. The Rashivas Hatzal used to talk about the mile of the, spoke about the mile of Abba Lassus Mitzvah B'Simcha. Usually we say Abba Lassus Mitzvah, you get special help from above. Abba L'Tar Misayin also. If you do a mitzvah B'Simcha, you're doing it B'Sev Upanim Yafos. So, Mida Keneged Mida, they're going to give you extra special Siyom and Hashemayim to say Rupanim Yafas. So, we can all say Kolshken Kolshken, that if you're coming to me Matayr Baguf, Mitzvah Simcha Atzma, She Yizke Lepishnaim Shal Siyom Alamala, She Gam Tochen Avoda, She Gam Ofen Avoda Kulim Ravim Besimcha. It's somebody who's together balatayah, balatayah misayinosa. If you're balatayah in the mitzvah simcha itself, in other words, if you do any other mitzvah with simcha, then you get an extra siyata d'shmaya. But let's say you come to be matayah yourself, you come to do the etzem mitzvah of simcha, you're certainly going to get a lot of siyu. Because the content and the nature of this avodah are filled with simcha. In the middle, you're going to get a lot of simcha min hashamayim, a lot of help. In Parashas Ba'aloischa, Yud Lam Gimel, says V'yisum Mihar Hashem. Ramban brings that that's the first Puranas. They went like a child runs away from school. And the Ramban said otherwise, Hashem would have brought them right into Eretz Yisrael. This is hard to understand because it emerges that through this they ended up in the Midbar and made all the problems, all the nisyanos. And they didn't end up going into Eretz Yisrael and we have a Churban Nadaros. And that's all because they went like a tina karbarechem beis hasefer. All of that, we lost everything because we were like a tina karbarechem beis hasefer. So the explanation is that when they left Har Hashem b'simcha, they were megale, that they didn't have a kinyan atzmi. They didn't become one with what they accepted at Har Sinai. When you become one, you don't want to leave it. They're not roy from Eilas Eretz Yisrael. And that's why they lost everything. And that's the tikkun. Hashem says, stay around one more day. Not like Atina Kabarach in the base of Sefer. Stay here. And Klal Yisrael makes on this day of Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, which is an expression of Kashalai Predaschim. We have this joy with the Torah. We don't want to leave it. But the Rosh Hashiva used to say, in Torah there's no separation. That's why Kashalai Predaschim. So what does it help? So we're just pushing it off one day. No. Torah is eternal. And really have that extra day of Simchas Torah. Make Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah never ends. That's the tikkun of the Tina Kabarech Mibesa Sefer. Staying around and staying around the Simcha that you want to be with Hashem more.